Well, I picked that gospel among many because in the Eastern Rite, when you bless a house, this is the gospel you read. Because today salvation has come to this house. And so we'll just look quickly. See, that's the hard thing, isn't it? Like, we get a big feast day, a lot of readings, Gloria, Creed, whatever. And everybody's got to get out, or some anyway. And so, well, we'll do what we can. The mystery is this, that God dwells here, among us and in us. That's the mystery. And everything we construct by way of cathedral or church or chapel is just an expression of who God has made us to be. That's why in the reading from Corinthians, you see we have that whole notion. I laid a foundation, Paul says, and everybody else is building on it. That's fine, but make sure you're building the right way. And then he says to all those people in Corinth, and the Lord says it to us today, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? You, plural. You, singular. You see? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. How does that happen? Division. And anybody who divides the body, they're going to hear from the Lord. Whether it be gossip or whatever. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. And you can't fool with that. You can't divide that. You can't tear down its holiness. You can't induce people to sin or harbor sin yourself. Because God dwells here. Now, I think, you know, in cultures which still have a greater sense of community or whatever, it's easier for them to grasp. Or even a family. See, it's unity that builds this, you see. And so, today salvation has come to this house. Why? Because Jesus Christ, the eternal living Son of God, is in our midst already. And he will be in our midst in a deeper way when he consecrates this bread and wine, when the Holy Spirit overshadows it, you know, and send down your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may become for us. And so the themes of the day are enormous, and a lot of them are not something that we instinctively grasp, because we're very strong individualists, and that we belong to something, you know. And yet, that's the source of human dignity, is to belong to something beautiful. And so, we celebrate this, the consecration of the church. If you do the whole consecration of a church, it takes almost all day. Bishop has to go around and anoint every part of that cathedral with oil. And there's songs. And now, does that strike you as strange? I mean, would you ever think of consecrating the church? What about consecrating your family to be a domestic church? In other words, there's something here that if you think about it during the day, I can't do much more because We're already, I don't know if we're running late, but we're running anyway. What about your family? You are a domestic church. When I bless a house, before I bless it, I read this gospel from Luke about Zacchaeus. And then I have everybody in that house commit themselves to the family. Now, you know, like most families, somebody's probably mad, but they'll, you know, but it's a good time to get over that, you know, because there has to be a commitment of one another to the family. Laying down angers, jealous, whatever, all those things which divide. And so, as I say, that deep sense is what makes the church Catholic. Catholicos. It's all over the place. But it's a time to constantly think, first, what a blessing it is to have a place to worship. You know, things could get worse and we wouldn't have one. Then we have to sneak around corners, you know, like the Irish priests under English occupation of Ireland. Saying Mass was a crime punishable by death. And the death was not just shoot him. It could be hung, drawn, and quartered. But, of course, that's been the Irish are not all saints, you may have noticed, but that's been the basis of Irish spirituality, is the Mass. Because so many people risk their lives, the priest and the people. And in many houses, and if they're still standing, you can see them, the hiding hole where the priest went and hid. So take some time today to just, you see, the main reason why we have a church. Well, one is you have to gather somewhere, and it's cold out there. But the other is to reflect back to us who we are. As a family, as a community, as a parish, as a diocesan church, as the universal church. And so we pray for that. Huh? And it says in this letter to the Hebrews, you know, the one we read was from Ephesians, you're no longer strangers and sojourners. A sojourner in Hebrew is a ger. He's a resident alien. You're not a resident alien. You're fellow citizens with the holy ones. Who are they? All the saints and angels. And we're part of the same body. So this vision that opens up. You know, there's a song for the dedication of the church. It starts up, Urbs Jerusalem Beata. Did you ever hear it sung? If I wasn't so hoarse, I'd sing a little bit, but I don't know if I could do that right now. But it's such a mysterious, Urbs Jerusalem Beata. I can't do it. But it's so suffused with them. There's something running through. The melody is such that the words are bound together somehow. It's a great work of art, that hymn. Urb Jerusalem Beata, Dicta Pacis Visio. It's the promised vision of peace. Quae construitor in celis, vivi sex lapidibus. I've never said it in English. Which is being built in heaven from living stones, and so forth. Anyway, it's a good day to meditate on all of these things. And to pray for the unity, because our state in this world is abnormal. We Christians are divided. That's abnormal. I mean, you don't have a wall here and a wall there and a window here and a roof over there. I mean, you have one.